The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Today's gospel reading, you can hear how the early church is trying to interpret everything that has happened to them, right? So much has gone on from the time of Jesus' passion, then Jesus' resurrection in glory, and we've discussed how he just blows the apostles away. He appears like almost a theophany. He appears, like God, transformed in power and in spirit. Yes, there's continuity with his body, but it is completely spiritually and gloriously transformed. And so we have that dimension there of the transformation, but then there's the gift of the Holy Spirit, and as we hear in the very beginning of today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles, the disciples, the apostles, are performing powerful miracles through the power of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. And of course, this is all happening, and of course, the church is trying to reflect, right in this time, the apostles are trying to reflect. They're on mission, they're doing all these things, but there are people in the church who are trying to reflect, what is the meaning of all this? Yes, Jesus said he was the Son of Man during his ministry. And of course, they know that the Son of Man, right, from apocalyptic literature, from Daniel 7, 11 and following, right, we know that the Son of Man is the one, the definitive judge to come from God on his throne, surrounded by his angels to be the final judge of the world. And of course, the Son of Man was the pre-existent Son of Man in apocalyptic Jewish literature. So we know that the church is thinking through this title which Jesus has given to himself, and is thinking through Jesus' revelation that he is the only begotten Son of God, and that no one knows the Father except him, and no one knows him except the Father. And of course, anyone to whom Jesus wishes to reveal the Father as well. So we know all this is going on. We absolutely, here's the church are trying to put this all together. And of course, we get this beautiful synthesis in John's gospel in this dialogue with Nicodemus. And of course, the church's whole theology is sort of writ large through this dialogue with Nicodemus that Jesus is having. And it has to be a teacher of Israel through which this is all going to occur, and does occur in point of fact. So of course, we see this, and of course, what does the church conclude? Well, the church concludes, yes, he is the exclusive Son of God. He is the Lord. That's, remember, ha kurios in Greek means the Lord. That's the Greek translation of the word Adonai or Yahweh. So there's these titles are coming out of the early church, but they have every reason to have those titles, because they have seen Jesus completely transformed in divine glory in his risen appearance. They have seen that Jesus has given them the power of God, the dunamis tou theou, which was the early church name for the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit is working through them in the name of Jesus, so that all these revelations that Jesus has given them, all these little facts about Jesus having the power to forgive sins, to bring the kingdom of God in his own name, that he's the exclusive Son of the Father, that he's the pre-existent Son of Man, that all these clues about him and his ministry, and they're all beginning to say, oh my gosh, it's all there. He was really God when he was with us. Nay, he was God before he came to be with us. And of course, they begin to see the full significance of everything they sort of saw dimly during the ministry. And now with this funnel of revelation, the Holy Spirit, the divine transformation and glory, working miracles through the name of Jesus, and now looking back upon all of these things that Jesus said in the ministry, come blammo, they discover, oh my gosh, he really is the Son of God in its full significance. And here, of course, we see this revelation that, you know, Jesus in the discussion with Nicodemus is already pre-revealing what is going to happen and what is going to be fully known by the apostles. And of course, we'll see Maranatha comes right up in the early church. And then, of course, the title, the Son of God. And of course, we see Paul using again and again and again, Hakurios, John's gospel using Hakurios, the Lord, after the resurrection. It's all becoming clear to them. It's the absolute mirror image of what everything was in the ministry. In the ministry, Jesus's human person was very evident, and his divine person was kind of there. They saw it in his miracles, in his exorcisms, and sometimes when he's preaching and some of the self-revelation that he has, but it's kind of hazy. In the aftermath of the resurrection, Jesus's divinity is bam, right there. And of course, they're almost looking, you know, at the wounds of his crucifixion, the Son of Man being lifted up in this unconditional act of love. They're seeing the man Jesus in the midst of the divine one who has appeared to them, the divine one who is working through them in the Holy Spirit through the name of Jesus. They're seeing the divinity of Jesus and seeing his humanity through it. And that's what comes out in the Gospel of John. And of course, we see the climax, which we'll probably read tomorrow, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son into the world, not to condemn it, but to save anyone who believes in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.